Hello, today we're talking to Porter Gale, Vice President of Marketing for Virgin America Airlines and a speaker at Think 11 this coming May. Porter, thanks for taking time to talk with us today.
Sure, my pleasure.
I guess I'd like to just jump right in about your experiences at Virgin. I think although most of us don't associate airlines with credit unions, I've heard you describe the airline business before Virgin in many of the same terms that we hear people using to describe the financial services industry. Customers were unhappy, experiences were unpleasant, there was an air of distrust. What was it about this atmosphere that made you want to jump in instead of running in the opposite direction?
Sure. Well, a lot of us, the desire to jump in was really looking at the airline industry. People were dissatisfied with it. And Richard Branson, who obviously is involved with our airline, really tries to be a consumer champion. And he likes to start businesses where he feels like consumers are getting a raw deal. So obviously with Virgin Atlantic, he did that, and then he looked at the domestic airline category and felt like the same type of situation was happening. Hence, the idea to start Virgin America was born.
Did you have an airline background at all? It doesn't sound like you did.
You know what? I didn't. My background, I've worked in advertising and marketing for about 20 years, but I was primarily on the ad agency side. Mm-hmm. So this is my first client-side opportunity, which has been fantastic. I've been here for about 4 years. And what they wanted to do, the management team, was that they wanted someone with a non-airline background so that they would really come in and kind of shake things up. And so luckily, that person was me.
Well, and the airline has been, it seems to me, a huge success. And in large measure, not just a success as an airline, but I feel like your marketing has been fantastic.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the compliment. I think a lot of it is really at the core of the company, though, that the product is very differentiated. We've tried to create an experience that people can enjoy and love. And so even little details like mood lighting or having the ability to order your food on demand right from your seat back, we've tried to kind of change the entire experience of flying and really tried to make flying good again. So having that at the core of the company has made the marketing a much easier proposition.
Right. I absolutely get that. And then at the same time, I feel like it is still its own success to be able to convey that through marketing, because sometimes people have a situation where they are actually doing a good job but have a hard time getting that message across.
Right.
I guess one of the other things that struck me about the airline business is that it seems like delivering bad news is part and parcel of running an airline. It just doesn't seem to be possible to eliminate that aspect of air travel. They're going to be weather delays or it's air travel. So there's a certain amount of that. And yet it seems like you've also changed the way that your airline deals with these situations. So one example that I really loved was that when you had to start charging people for their headphones, you actually turned that into a positive. And actually, I should ask you, how were you able to turn that into a positive? Because it seems like something that people wouldn't like.
Sure. With the headphone example, what we did was we recognized that we needed to start charging for them. And so instead of selling a very cheap and undifferentiated headset, we actually designed some that could be keepsakes and kind of a fun, memorable part of your experience. So we have headsets that are in pink, silver, and blue. And what happened was that people actually started collecting them as a little memento of their flight. And I've seen people at health clubs wearing the Virgin America headset. I've seen people walking around downtown with their little headsets on. So it became this fun item. And so the value of the headset far outweighed the $2 cost. And so it became a positive rather than a negative experience for the guest. We've tried to do that in all sorts of situations, even the food that we sell on board. I think people are traditionally used to getting poor airline food if they're purchasing food on the airline. Our food constantly wins awards, so it's very good quality. It's fresh. And what I like to think about is, all of those touch points, what we're trying to do is fight mediocrity in the airline industry. So we try to look at every single touch point and raise the bar a little bit higher.
Do you think that a lot of companies miss opportunities to do this? You're on an airplane, you're going to deliver food, you can't have a chef in a kitchen cooking up fresh food. So I think there tends to be a little bit of a feeling like, well, people will just have to get used to whatever mediocre thing we're going to put in front of them, because that's all they're going to be. What are they going to do? They're in an airplane. They're just going to have to take it. And I think that the same thing can apply in other businesses as well, that it's easy to say, if the industry standard is sort of mediocre, it's easy to say, well, people will put up with it. Do you think people are missing a lot of opportunities then? Does it then become easy to overlook things that you could do that would make your business excellent?
You know, I think that you're exactly right. Typically in businesses, sometimes people will take the easiest route to a solution. So, you know, taking the headphones again, designing a pink headset and making figuring out a process to manufacture that in a cost-effective way took extra time for the design team, the procurement team, et cetera. So that's easily something that we could have cut out and just done the cheap headset. If you put the attention on the details and recognize the things that are guest-centric and the things that are going to impact the guest do have significant importance, that you can have a more successful business. Now, with Virgin America, I think one of our keys to success is the fact that we're a very entrepreneurial and also a very lean organization. So the structure is very flat, and it's easier to work things through our system because our system is small. So I think that's one benefit that we have. And I hope that as we grow, we'll be able to maintain this focus on innovation and also kind of the guest-centric approach.
Oh, as one of your guests, I hope so too.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're all enjoying it. maybe the last thing I would ask you is, I think from a business standpoint, it's easy to see what the value of, and I think we all sort of talk about wanting to optimize the guest experience, but it seems to me as well that your guests have responded very enthusiastically as well. Because it's an airline. I mean, there are still other airlines out there. People have other ways to travel. Are people eager to embrace an organization that's doing something different and is trying to serve them in a better way?
Yes, definitely. A good example of that would be when I first started and when we were flying, after we'd been in business for a couple months, we would get emails from people saying things such as, I wish my flight was longer. And I remember reading those thinking, wow, that's incredible that somebody actually wishes that they were on a longer flight. But it's because they're having fun, they're respected, they've got great entertainment, and we've tried to make the experience comfortable. What that has done is it has created a very passionate fan base. And so a lot of our marketing really is word of mouth that's been generated through people that have tried the product. For example, whenever I go to a dinner party, when people find out that I work for Virgin America, everybody has a Virgin America story. It doesn't matter if it's their own or if it's their neighbors or their kids, but people like to talk about it. And I think that the main reason is because people are used to a conversation about the category that is about negativity, bad experiences, lost baggage. And here we've totally turned that on a dime, and we have actually made it an experience that people love. So that attention to detail, the reinvention of the experience, the thinking about the guest, it has paid off tremendously in terms of, passion. We have found that we now have a net promoter score that rivals Apple in terms of how people relate to the brand and feel about the product. So it's definitely been worth it for us, and I hope that we can continue on this path for many years to come.
Well, again, so do I. I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more from you at Think in May.
Great.
Thank you so much for talking with us again, and we'll see you at Think.
Great. Thank you, Gail. It's been a pleasure, and I appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Take care.